This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Colorado's COVID-19 numbers are improving in some areas, but hospitalizations remain high, and state health officials are still watching for signs of the new Omicron variant. The state reported about 1,500 confirmed COVID-19 patients currently in Colorado hospitals as of Tuesday. That's a small drop from the same time last week. Colorado's 2021 election is officially over. CPR's Megan Verlee reports the state has formally certified its final vote totals.
The last step in the process can only come after local jurisdictions wrap up any recounts. 40% of active Colorado voters returned their ballots, and they rejected all three statewide measures under consideration. The final totals show Amendment 78, which would have changed state spending authority, and Proposition 120, a property tax cut, both failed by about 14 points. Proposition 119, a tax increase on marijuana, went down by 8.5 points. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The company that owns more than a half dozen Colorado Mountain newspapers is selling its local publishing and media business. Swift Communications is selling control of the Aspen Times, Steamboat Pilot and Today, Sky High News, and other papers to West Virginia-based Ogden Newspapers. The deal is set to close at the end of this year. Ogden publishes dozens of newspapers and magazines, and the CEO says he's committed to the industry and community news. A new immersive Frida Kahlo art show is coming to Denver this spring. The exhibit was created by the group behind the popular immersive Van Gogh show and allows visitors to step inside massive digitally projected recreations of the Mexican painter's famous works. Frida Immersive Dream will open in March 2022. Sunny skies along the Front Range, highs today around 70. This is CPR and KRCC.